Welcome back to Voice of Sanatana Hinduism. You're listening to Voice of Sanatana Hinduism on 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. And now it's time for Quest of Hinduism. This is an interaction between you and us. And today's topic is pretty interesting.
It's about the Sampradaya. And let's look into what is Sampradaya in the beginning, or let's say way when the Srushti begins, there was no Sampradaya, and then when there was only Parabrahma, and then Parabrahma took some form and become came to us in form of sound like Om, and then the Shabda came, and then the forms came. And gradually, this propagated into four main branches. We can call it. We cannot call them the Sampradaya, but there are four branches to realize. Four main branches to realize the Parabrahma, and there were Shaivat, Vaishnavat, Shakt, and Tantra. So those were the four main branches, and they gradually branch off into many, many branches, and today we probably have more than 15 to 20,000 sampradayas or sects. And what do they do, Deepakbhai?
So the Sanskrit term for spiritual lineage is sampradaya, and sampradaya basically is a way to try and describe your relationship with that which is the supreme. So sampradayas generally came into existence from the main darshans, we call them, of the supreme. So they're technically called the Shat Darshan, although some people say there are more than that. But basically there are six major viewpoints based on the Vedas, and the darshan simply means it's a view. It means vision as opposed to merely sight. We make a big deal, you know, about the different sampradayas and in how they differ. But we should really be focused on where it is that they meet. And ultimately, the six visions or the six ways to describe the Supreme ultimately are the six different angles, the different viewpoints of the same Supreme, the same Narayan, no matter which name you call him by. Mm-hmm. So the six main darshan are Nyay by Gautam Rishi, Vaisheshik by Kanad, Sankhya by Kapil Bhagwan, Yog by Maharishi Patanjali, Purva Mimansa by Jaimini, and Uttar Mimansa by Bhagwan Vedavyas. Mm-hmm. So those are the main. But ultimately, like we said, you know, we just need to appreciate that they represent six different angles or drashtikons of the same Supreme.
Right, their aim is the same, and then from there, guru or some seer has understood in some particular way, and he was able to communicate or reach all the way up to the Brahman, and then he formalized his idea, what he has visioned. And then it become a sampradaya.
Correct. And then people follow him. So once you get a view or a vision of the Supreme, you know, the one thing that everybody needs to keep in mind is Supreme, one of the names for the Supreme is Anant. Jiske Anant Roop hai, jiske Anant, Anant Swaroop hai. How many of those views is one person going to see? And so when you see one and then you say that is the only right way to approach the Supreme, then it becomes flawed.
So whoever the Acharya of that Sampradaya, he has vision and he has formulated a path how to reach that the most effectively.
Correct.
From his point of view.
Correct. Correct. And in that way, the Acharyas are correct. they have found a way to reach the Supreme. And for their followers, then, this is the way to that Supreme.
And there was perfect. That was perfect for their point of view.
Correct.
And then they have the followers. And some, during some period, they have to leave this world. But the Sampradaya fall in the hands of their followers. And
that's
what
where
did
the
followers
problem starts.
What did the followers did then?
It is the politicizing of Sampradayas that starts to create
okay.
issues.
What is the authority? Like you said that the four different Mahacharyas, the Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya and Ramanujacharya, who founded their own Sampradayas, which has been, you know, and these Acharyas are human beings, Jiva Tattva. They teach Jiva Tattva and not Bhagwan, and not even the avatar of Bhagwan. All Adhavas or Bhagwan has been mentioned in Vedic literature and their purpose too. If one is trusting of the Apaurusheya of the Vedas, right. Vedas are the only Pramana.
These came
Veda
from Brahman.
The authority of everything that we can follow. And why should one follow which are man-made Sampradaya? It has been mentioned in the Veda that only Varnashrama Dharma, you follow what you are qualified to do. That is Varnashra Dharma, as specified in all the Puranas as well as, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita also he says Varnashra Dharma has been established, but no Sampradaya. That
right.
is the
but the Varnashram Dharma was based on your qualification attitude
and
aptitude.
That you do. Yeah. And Supreme Lord Vishnu tells Lord Shiva, I believe this was in the Padma Purana, and it has been mentioned by Sri Shankaracharya also, and is recorded by Vyasadeva, which says, I'm going to say this in Sanskrit, Swayamagavas Kalpitatvam Janam Mad Vikmukta Kuru Mam Cha Gopayena Sreshti Krisya Uttara Uttara. You should appear in the Kaliyuga among the humans in your partial incarnation, citing false scriptures, preach philosophy to turn men against me. Make sure to keep my eternal identity and supreme form in a deep secret. In this way, aesthetic population will gradually increase. And I think what is happening in the recent times when we talk about these Sampradayas, there are gurus who can take you to the right path through the right direction, but there are also gurus who can make you follow the wrong kind of a thing by preaching and talking a different thing, and then people blindly follow. So yeah. That is have to be a little caution here as to the guru itself. There's nothing wrong with the Sampradayas.
That is the reason we have so many Sampradayas, innumerable, let's say 15,000, 20,000.
Each one being their own teacher.
Right.
Yeah.
And some of them came because that person, one, for example, a Sampradaya A, just recently formed. Why? Because they could not get along with their peers or their colleagues, and then say, okay, I know enough to make a new Sampradaya. Now, that's how the Sampradaya is propagated. It's just multiplying.
Correct. You know, Taraji, you brought up a couple of interesting points. The first one being blind faith, and especially, you know, during your Meenakshi Temple segment, you stressed on the importance of answering the questions that the kids nowadays, especially in the United States, ask. And so education has to be key. So blind faith versus full faith. So full faith is always preferred, and that is what the Acharyas had. And beyond faith, when Acharyas had the darshan and they they expounded that. That was not based on faith anymore. That was based on knowledge. So their knowledge, their faith turned into conviction. So to start somewhere, you need education and you need faith. So that is faith in someone else's vision. So that is important. So you're absolutely correct. Blind faith versus faith has to be stressed. And then the other thing is, in sampradayas, all followers, and but more importantly, the leaders of the sampradayas need to keep one thing in mind, that at the root of it all is the darshan of the Supreme. No matter which way you see him, whether you see him as a child, whether you see him as an adult, whether you see him as something else, at the foundation of Hinduism or Sanatan Dharma are the Vedas, and the authority of the Vedas cannot be denied. Absolutely cannot be denied. And so whether you are a certain sampradaya or another sampradaya, the work must be done together as Hindus or as Sanatan Dharmis. That and education.
See, the universal oneness of the Supreme Lord being is being kind of talked about in every Hindu sampradaya, at least that, you know. And of course, we do have Vishvesh Shukla here, who is here. Good morning. Happy to see you.
How are you doing all?
We are all doing quite well. How is your daughter?
It's all good. All good. Yep,
growing
she's fine.
Up
yep.
Very quickly, huh?
Yes, she is 7 month old now.
And since we are talking about sampradayas, you often I have seen you quote this Akasha Patitam Toyam
Yathagacchati Sagaram.
However way you look at it, we are all going to the same place.
Correct. And I was listening to you guys were discussing about the Supreme Power.
Correct.
And the Supreme Power, we all are getting so confused about, like, too many God that everybody, even people belongs to Hindu Dharma, who people who do not belongs to Hindu Dharma, they always get confused with the crores of Devta. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the main point is it's one Supreme Power that handles everything. It is just like, you know, Krishna, like Vishnu, took many avatars just to, you know, look at the world that everybody is in a happy way. And if it's any problem, you know, he always come make sure and, you know, to solve that problem. So he came up with the many faces in the world, and there was a Supreme Power. But there are different faces that he came in onto the earth and solved the issues.
Correct. And, you know, it goes back to what we said before, right? That
correct.
The Anant has has got so many faces, and the
right.
great acharyas can see one janki, one darshan of him.
Correct.
And so in their way, the acharyas are correct.
Right.
But then the followers have to realize that
right.
faith is based on someone else's vision, and we must each then strive
right.
for our own darshan of the Supreme.
Okay. The acharyas has done great job. They have charted the course how to get there from here to there.
Correct.
And all different acharyas have their own way of doing it, and they are all right. But what happens when it comes to the common people's level, or when it comes to their followers, it becomes a little confusing, and becomes a little my versus yours. Mine is better than yours. That should not happen.
That is what needs
I'm
to be avoided.
I'm comparing to a very, very mundane comparison.
Right.
It's like we are all one family, right?
Correct.
And there are inside the family itself, some people can choose to be, like a husband can be choose to be a Democrat, the other can be a Republican.
Right.
Because we are ultimately wanting a good government. We
True.
Want a good, kind of everybody peaceful,
True.
Everybody have the basics of life.
True.
So, sampradayas, we tolerate each other, we respect each other, irrespective
we should, right.
that
we should.
Level of, you know, your you have to evolve yourself to that level,
correct.
Knowing that it is sampradaya. Yeah, I'm extremely proud of who I was born, where I was born in the, you know, that religion that I've been taught since I was childhood. I was raised to believe in certain structure. But at the same time, you know, if I can teach this to my child, again, teaching children was very important that I talked about earlier. But the only thing is, you know, if they come up with certain kind of a logic as to why they believe, it is an individual choice to have that, giving them the
Absolutely.
Option. But then, you know, we have to meet at one point, which is the ultimate.
Right.
That is where I think we are important. And then the sampradayas are not wrong, because more variety there is in life, the better you kind of survive. Competition is bad. Non-respecting each other is bad. Mm-hmm. Fighting among them is bad.
Right. And that's what's happening right now, right?
So a lot of the sampradayas, they also do good thing, like they said, okay, yes, you belong to this sampradaya. Mm-hmm. You have to fully believe in our promises.
Right. Yeah.
But you don't disrespect anybody else.
And that's the key, Kanti Bhai. Sampradayas do a lot of good. But then the leaders of the sampradaya then have to rise above the sampradaya itself and say, for common good, for the good of Sanatan Dharma, we need to unite under one Sanatan Dharma, under Hinduism.
Correct.
Rise above the sampradayas and say, okay, sampradayas are beautiful. They are created for a purpose, and that is to realize the Supreme.
True.
But when the need comes, when the humanitarian need comes, then they must rise above the sampradayas and unite.
Right. And then they should also openly say that at root of all sampradayas
is Hinduism, Vedas, or Sanatana Dharma. Correct.
Yeah, that exactly correct.
And you know, we should say it's sampradaya is like a one of the family that we following. It's not like we have to follow only that particular sampradaya.
Absolutely.
And that is going to be, you know, kind of the misleading kind of a part to today's generation.
See, in the ironic, paradoxically, it is Sanatana Dharma that gives us the individual will and freedom to choose how we will go approach the Supreme. And so the rise of the sampradaya then is the exercise of that free will. So that is the beautiful part of Sanatana Dharma, is that we are exercising our free will in how we shall approach the Supreme. But then we have to realize, and I keep making this point over and over again, that the idea of pluralism, the approach to God in multiple ways, only exists in the Vishal heart of Hinduism. It exists it does not exist outside of Hinduism or Sanatana Dharma.
Correct.
And so, as practitioners or followers of Sanatana Dharma and Hinduism must realize that pluralism only exists inside Hinduism. So you have to be careful how you interact and how you interact with each other. So at the root of it all, Sanatana Dharma is founded in the Vedas. It is firmly granted in there, the right, the individual free will, if you will, to approach the Supreme in your own way. And that gives the rise to the sampradayas.
And one more thing I want to bring it is that each sampradaya or each sect of the each sub-branch of the sampradaya, the founder of that has realized the Supreme, or
correct,
has come close to that.
Correct.
And only also, that person has a right to be a leader of that sampradaya.
What I'm trying to bring here is, since that is experience based, it's not a belief based, it's an experience based.
Exactly. There's no faith anymore. Now it's conviction.
Yeah. You don't have to believe anything. You can experience that.
Well, I will kind of feel that acharyas have an extraordinary responsibility.
Right.
They can only show the way. They cannot go tell the kind of common man, I am God. You know, I tell you, a lot of claims have been come from many of these current acharyas. I'm not talking about the prima paramacharya.
Right.
Okay. And in that case, when they say, I'm God, you know, right now, if Saurabhra Jain access Lord Krishna, people are falling at his feet, irrespective of age. Older people come and touch him.
Right.
If you play a portion of Krishna in a play or a dance or act, people think they are Lord Krishna.
They are Lord Krishna.
See how the human mind is so frail, so that you frail, do not go think deeply. And that way the responsibility of the sampradayas is nothing wrong, but the responsibility they carry tremendously.
Tremendous,
right.
Irrespective, see, Shankaracharya did Bhajagovindam and everything. But there was a slight kind of a difference between the explanation of the Dvaita to Advaita, Vishishta Dvaita, where Ramanuja tried to say, this is the way of thinking, this could be, you know, leading to moksha, this could be also another path. These paths leads to the same goal, but it doesn't change the goal.
Goal, right.
And the path can be adhered to, but sampradaya, I really don't like where they say, I am God. And people blindly.
True. And whatever you said, I would like to add that, you know, right now, everybody believes that he is a God. And even, you know, those leaders, you know, tell their, you know, followers, say, mm-hmm. okay, I'm the God, you don't need any other God. I'm not pointing any particular sampradaya,
exactly.
but
I understand.
You know, now then followers, you know, even I'm talking about especially the today's generation, they start feeling that we don't need God. this is a person, is a God, right? And what happens is, you know, there is a God, and we have to believe that there is a God. But yes, we should respect that particular individual because he is a guru. He is a full of lot of knowledge, mm-hmm. right? Because if you all remember that, you know, Narad, even though he was a son of Brahma, still, you know, he said that you need to have a guru. Mm-hmm. So without guru, there is no way to live a life. We need to have some kind of a direction in our life to go somewhere, mm-hmm. right? And just like this sampradaya, these people, you know, these acharyas, they are the guru. They are the leaders by example. They need to follow those things. They need to tell that, you know, okay, I'm guru. That's fine. Believe in me. But God is God. Always have a faith in the God. Uh-huh. Do not make them believe that I am a God or something.
Correct. And no, Dr. Kotecha, you said about this Hinduism being the only religion that gives you the freedom to kind of approach God in any way you want to. At the same time, I also feel that it is not only that, Hinduism is the most tolerant religion. That is what we learn, irrespective right. of whoever comes to talk to us. We follow certain principles. Right. If I have my own choice
true.
Of selecting my Ishta Devata, I have the choice to do it. And that is the Shomini path, the largeness of Hinduism I'm talking about. And right. the largeness of Hinduism also includes tolerance. You are the most
correct.
Tolerant. That is why we have been oppressed, we have been beaten, we have been done all sorts of...
Very true. Our dharma and our ved is like so confused, and different, you know, acharyas of the different sampradayas mm-hmm. always, you know, show those things in a different way. Somebody
exactly.
is saying different things, somebody
right.
is saying different thing, and everybody is misleading. And especially like the generation who is entering into this kind mm-hmm. of a thing, they always mislead.
Exactly.
You know, they say that, oh, you have millions of devas and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys don't know whom to pray or something. But there's not a millions of devas. It's a type of devas that they came on the earth on the different purpose. But
you know,
it's always confusing.
You know, you're so right, Vishveshti. And that is a topic that deserves its own discussion.
Right.
This 34 million devtas and
right.
devis and so forth. And what does the Vedas say about it? What do the Vedas say about it? And you know, at the end of it, you come down to one Puranic saying, which is Sarvam Kalvedam Brahma.
Right.
Right? And so... yes, you have different darshans of that Brahma, and yes, you have the individual freedom.
Right.
And the point here is, we should not get divided over that.
Right.
Number two, the other important salient point that Taraji just made is that Hinduism, because it gives us the individual right, the individual freedom, and indeed encourages the individual quest for the supreme, this is seen as our weakness.
Right.
And, you know... next week, we should take up the topic of ahimsa and vegetarianism
right.
In our quest of Hinduism. Because ahimsa and vegetarianism, ahimsa parmo dharmo, has been misinterpreted and has been mispropagated so that we have now been brainwashed and beaten up. And that is now being used as a weakness against Hinduism.
Right.
And so maybe perhaps next week we should take up that topic.
Right.
But the leaders of the sampradayas have the utmost responsibility that at the core of it all, we're Hindus, Sanatan Dharma, whatever you want to label us as, and they have the responsibility to make sure that we rise above individual sampradayas, unite for a common purpose, and in the end, it's different darshans of the one same Anant Supreme.
True.
Yeah, if you have any comments about what we're talking about, give us a call, 832-704-9273. Again, that number is 832-704-9273.
Or you can go to the website and post that question.
And that is correct. You can put your comments there, and we'll be happy to look at your comments, and we'll...
Our website is sanatanhinducenter.org, www.sanatanhinducenter.org. Ah.
सिर धरे मटकिया डोले, सिर धरे मटकिया डोले रे, कोई श्याम मनो हर लो रे, कोई श्याम मनो हर लो रे, सिर धरे मटकिया डोले, सिर धरे मटकिया डोले, कोई श्याम मनो हर लो रे, कोई श्याम मनो हर लो। दधि को नाम बिसर गए ग्वाल, कृष्ण के रूप छकी है ग्वाल, छकी है ग्वाल, ग्वाल 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 ग्वाल, कृष्ण के रूप छकी है ग्वाल, मीरा के प्रभु गिरधर नागर, 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 गिरधर के प्रभु गिरि धर नागर, चेरी भई बिन मोले रे, चेरी भई बिन मोले, कोई श्याम मनो हर लो, लो रे कोई श्याम मनो, कोई श्याम मनो हर लो, लो रे कोई श्याम
रमण हरि बो जय जय राधा रमण हरि बो
के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री विठल के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री विठल के चरणारविंद
वल्लभ के चरणारविंद श्री विठल के चरणारविंद
वल्लभ के चरणारविंद विठल के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री विठ्ठल के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री विठ्ठल के चरणारविंद
सर्व जगत को सार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
सर्व जगत को सार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
कलियुग में उद्धार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
कलियुग में उद्धार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार 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 श्री विठ्ठल के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री विठ्ठल के चरणारविंद
वल्लभ के चरणारविंद श्री विठ्ठल के चरणारविंद
वल्लभ के चरणारविंद श्री विठ्ठल के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री विठ्ठल के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री विठ्ठल के चरणारविंद
जाऊं मैं बलिहार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
जाऊं मैं बलिहार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
गाऊं वारंवार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
गाऊं वारंवार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री वल्लभ के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री विठ्ठल के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो आधार श्री विठ्ठल के चरणारविंद
मेरो तो
यानी जन्म लियो है,
मथुरा में 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 यानी जन्म लियो है।
गोकुल में गोकुल में झूले झूले पल नानक होले जोटा।
You're listening to Voice of Sanatana Hinduism on Radio KBRIZ 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on the internet at www.sanatanahinducenter.org by selecting Radio tab and Listen Live button. Smartphone users can download TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. For announcement and suggestions, call at 832-704-9273. And next week's topic for the quest of Hinduism is going to be
Ahimsa and Vegetarianism. So friends, next week's topic is Ahimsa and Vegetarianism. Please do call with your questions or concerns.
Thank you. लगनी मन मालागी कयू मैं जुगदा धार दे लगनी एवी मन मालागी कयू
This radio show is supported by listeners like you and by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 832-361-0625 or 832-704-9273 and we'll take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to you, all artists, producers, and publishers for allowing your production to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We'll meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 or by logging on to www.sanatanhinducenter.org or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone and search for KBreeze 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead. By grace of Lord, God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and planet Earth.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
And now it is time for the welfare, Kalyan, Mangalam of all.
Thank you. शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल